Back to the ball tampering scandal, which has ensnared Australian cricket captain Steve Smith and his senior players and knocked the cricketing world for six. Last night, Steve Smith and his deputy Dave Warner stood down from their positions for the remainder of the Test series in South Africa. This comes after the captain admitted to hatching that plan that saw Cameron Bancroft tamper with the ball during the third Test on Saturday. It's been a tough 24 hours for Australian cricket. Cricket greats from Michael Clarke to Shane Warne and the Prime Minister weighing in to express their shock and disappointment.
The leadership group knew about it. We spoke about it at lunch and I'm not proud of what's happened.
This is a shocking disappointment. How can our team be engaged in treating like this? It beggars belief.
Really, I'm not trying to over-dramatise this, really emotional about this. I'm stunned and really saddened by it and embarrassed.
Steve Smith, Malcolm Turnbull and Adam Gilchrist. It, in a nutshell, basically, some action has been taken, but the question remains, how did it come to this? Bob Merriman was the chair of Cricket Australia from 2001 to 2005. Bob Merriman, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning to you.
Steve Smith and Dave Taylor have been stood down for the remainder of the test from their roles as captain and vice-captain, but they were still on the field yesterday. How can we let cheats take the field in our name?
Good question. I think the matter has got to be dealt with in accordance with the rules under which the game is being played, and that requires action by a number of people. Firstly, the umpires, then the match referee, and as we've seen, finally, by the ICC Chief Executive, Dave Richardson. Those actions have been taken, and whilst that's been going on, James Sutherland has correctly, in my view, started an investigation to ensure that the full facts are known so that the board can take its ultimate decision.
The thing is, Bob Merriman, we do know the facts because Steve Smith told us the facts.
I think it goes deeper than that, though, Fran. I think we need to know in full detail who was involved. Are there other people involved in this? How did it come about in truth? Yes, Steve has admitted full guilt, as has Bancroft. But I think the question has now got to go deeper to see what's happened within this team that such a despicable act could take place.
And I want to come to that, what's happened in this team, but should Steve Smith be stripped of the captaincy, if not the baggy green, in the short term?
That's a matter for the board, and that's a matter for them to consider after they get the full report.
What would you think if you were chair?
On the face of it, he should no longer be captain of Australia. Clearly, on the face of it, of admitting guilt to such an action, he should not be continue to be captain of Australia, in my opinion. The other aspect that one needs to be looked at in this is that how in the heck did team management and the coach and others involved in the leadership in this group allow such a thing to happen? And I know that that's what James Sutherland and the board will be fully investigating to ensure that it's properly happened. In the meantime, consistent with the normal approach to employer-employee relationships, they've been stood down, and that's the first action you should take. Smith, of course, has now been suspended from the next test by the ICC, which they've got the full power to do. In my view now, you've got to take into consideration that we do have highly paid employees earning over millions of dollars, and that's got to be dealt with in accordance with the law of the land also. So,
what do you mean by that, Bob?
Well, they're employees under a contract, and they are subject to the law of the land in respect to dismissal. They've got an employment contract.
Right.
So one's got to make sure that all the actions that the employer, being the board, takes is consistent with that law. And that's why you need to do a proper investigation. Yes, you stand them down like would happen in any business while the investigation takes place, and then you go ahead and make the decision. And I've got full confidence that James Sutherland, under James's leadership, that the board will be fully informed and will take the correct decision.
But essentially you're saying that if some of those players were in breach of those million-dollar contracts, as you know, as we all know now, because they fought so hard for them, that they could be sacked?
Yeah, of course.
They should be sacked.
Well, that's a matter for the decision based on the facts. Or they might be suspended for a period of time. A range of things can happen. I mean, what happened to Shane Warne? He got suspended for 12 months under the question of him having those tablets.
Yep.
So there is a range of things that has taken place in the past. Unfortunately, other captains have got away with this. Michael Atherton got away with it.
The South African captain got away with it.
Tendulkar got away with it. The South African captain got away with it. The Pakistan captain got away with it when a test match at the Oval in England. The umpires applied the five-run rule and they wouldn't come back after tea.
Yeah.
So there's a terrible history in this, and I feel confident that Australia will deal with it in the proper way.
There's a terrible history in this, but is there a terrible culture within our within Cricket Australia and within our team? I mean, for a long, long time, basically, the world's regarded the Australian cricket team as basically a team of bastards, but our response has been, well, we might be tough and we might play ugly, but we play fair. Well, now we don't.
Well, they've always known right along what the requirements are under the code of conduct, and they've always known what the spirit of cricket is. And it's only 3 or 4 weeks ago, or even less than that, that James Sutherland had to remind the team that they had to play not just up to the line, as they were saying, but they had to play within the spirit of the game. And they've all taken a commitment in writing, in their contract, that they will not only apply the law, but also the spirit of the game of cricket.
So in their mind, though, given they've been arguing, as you say, as recently as the last couple of weeks, we might play ugly, but we play up to the line. Now they've crossed the line. What does that tell you about the culture within the team and the respect or the authority of the CEO, James Sutherland, and the chair, David Peaver?
It shows that there is the message has not got through, obviously. Otherwise, this would not have happened. And the reason that the message hasn't got through is also subject to the investigation that's taking place. And I'll be interested to see the outcome of that. I can't really make a comment about that except to simply say that the message has not got through and it's failed.
Have you been surprised by this, or have you seen a negative culture or this kind of cultural deficit coming for a while?
No, I'm totally blown out of the water by this. I did not expect this to happen. I don't think any cricket follower or anybody in any position to take Mark Taylor, Alan Border, or those people are like Alan Border, who actually are over there. I mean, blew them out of the water completely. And to think that it could happen is just beyond belief.
Bob Merriman, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Bob Merriman was the chair of Cricket Australia from 2001 to 2005. And that news overnight, the latest, if you are interested in this, and I understand many of you aren't, but many of you are too, is that Stephen Smith has overnight received a one-match suspension from the ICC.